The Chida in Birkei Yosef brings down from the Arizal that he was makbid not to learn Torah Shebiksav during the night. And this is brought down by the Peskim, it's even brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a hakpada not to learn Torah Shebiksav during nighttime. Why? So the reason brought down is that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to be mekabel the Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it says in the Medrash that during the day Moshe was taught Torah Shebiksav, and during the night Moshe learned Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, since Torah Shebiksav it was designated during the night, the hours of the day rather than the night, and Torah Shebaal Peh was the limud that was designated for the night, therefore, we should keep Torah Shebiksav to the day and not learn it by night. Now, the question that can be posed is, how come you don't find the reverse as well? If you're saying that it's based on this medrash, that Torah Shebiksav Moshe learned during the day, whereas Torah Shebaal Peh he learned during the night, if so, then just as the Arizal was makbid that a person shouldn't learn Torah Shebiksav at night, because night is dafka reserved for Torah Shebaal Peh, why don't you say the same thing with respect to the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh during the day? You should say that Torah Shebaal Peh shouldn't be learned during the day because that's reserved for the limud of Torah Shebiksav. Why is it only a one-way street? So you could answer that it's Alpi Kabbalah. It's Alpi Kabbalah that night is the time of din, and Midas Hadin also has associations with Torah Shebiksav, which is the Midas Hadin, which is what some Mepharshim explain. And therefore, the Zakpada, specifically when it comes to Torah Shebiksav during the night, which can be true. It's brought down, I think, in the Mepharshim, that that's part of what the Cheshbon is about. And that's why it's only a one-way street. It's Torah Shebiksav at night, and it doesn't apply to Torah Shebaal Peh during the day. But there's another knach, there's another nekuda that can be brought out when it comes to explaining why it's a one-way street. Why there's dafka akpada of learning Torah Shebiksav during the night, whereas the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh is not isolated to the nighttime, it could even be done during the day, even though the Medrash says that during the day, Moshe learned Torah Shebiksav from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is based on a very interesting machlekes. There's a very sadistic machlekes about how Moshe received the Torah. The Shlo HaKadosh says, and he writes very adamantly, that a person cannot believe, it's erroneous to believe, that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Klolim, the Yud Gimel Midei Shatorah, and the Dreshes Behem, aside from the Torah Shebiksav. He gave him the Torah Shebiksav plus the Yud Gimel Midei Shatorah, and the Dreshes Behem, which means he gave him the klolim as to how to darshan psukim and how to come up with drushes. And Moshe went ahead and made drushes himself and was mechadesh dinim himself. Says the Shlo, that cannot be. And just like the klolim were given by the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu, so too the pratim, so too the details, all the Torah that Moshe learned was directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he did not create any chidushim or any dinim on his own. Everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the opinion of the Shlo HaKadosh, and the Shlo is very strong about this viewpoint, and he says that it's completely mistaken if you think otherwise. However, there are a couple of sources that actually imply that it's not so simple, and some held that actually Moshe learned parts of Torah Shebaal Peh on his own. And even though he perhaps was mekabel the Iker Klolim of Torah Shebaal Peh from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atorah and the Dreshes Behen, he in fact did receive from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and perhaps a Pirush HaMekubel, that certain Pirushim that were transmitted to him, how to Darshan a Pasuk was in fact received from the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, but he did make his own drushes, and he did learn Torah Shebaal Peh on his own, and added on to what he received from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is the opinion of at least two Mepharshim, the Ma'arzu, on the Pirkei de Belezer, the Nitziv learns like this, and others learn like this as well, that in fact Moshe did derive dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh on his own, which weren't directly handed down to him from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And the first source is on a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in the second parak, where the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says as follows: Omru loy, hare oviv shel Rabbi Elazar ba, omar lohem asu loy makum, v'asu loy makum v'yishivu oisai etzlai, v'nosan inu Rabbi Elazar, omar loy emor lanu dover echem min ha-teiro. So they tell, he says to Rabbi Elazar in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, teach us something that you learned. Teach us something new that you were mechadish, something in Torah. So this is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the famous Rabbi Elazar, Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's told, say something that you were mechadish in Torah. Omer loy, Rebbe, emshel lecha moshel lemahadoy v'doyme, lebor hazeh, she'enu yochel hoitzi mayim, yoythi mimasha hoyom hoitzi. You're telling me, teach me something new that I didn't receive from the Rebbe, from Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. It's like a bor, a pit. You can't extract more water from the pit. Mimasha hoyamaitzi, right? There's a limit. There's no new water that comes in. Whatever you put in comes out. You can't take something new that wasn't placed in there. So kach, the same thing. Ani eini yochel leimer divrei Torah yoyisim mimasha kibalti minecho. You, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, are telling me, Rabbi Elazar, tell me a chiddush Torah that I was mechadish. So Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's like a pit. You put in water. You can't take out more water than what you put in. So you taught me everything I know. All the Torah that I know comes directly from you, from the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So how can you tell me to tell you a chiddush Torah, a chiddush din, something that I was mechadish that didn't come from you? Omar loy emshalucha moshel ma'adavar doyme fakert. You made an incorrect analogy. The analogy is not to a bor, but to a mayon. A mayon is an underground spring, a flowing, current of water, and that's what this situation is compared to a mayon. The mayon is that who neveo moitzi mayon. The yesh bekoichay lohitzi mayon yosim mashu nachnas. That the water is always being mechadish new water that comes in based on the underground flow. Kach ato yochel loymer divrei Torah yosim mashu kiblu meSinai. You are able to be mechadish Torah even more than what was established and what was given over by Sinai. That's what he said. Maybe it's because you're embarrassed in front of me. I'll leave. Rabbi Yochanan left because he didn't want Rabbi Elazar to be embarrassed of saying divrei Torah in front of his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. And then Rabbi Elazar yoshev v'dorish upon of meiris ka'orechama. And then Rabbi Eliezer started to talk a darshan in Torah and started to say over chidushi Torah. And then the Medrash, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that bo Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai v'achiru v'nosh shakoyal roishay, he kissed him and he said ashreichem v'chulu. That is the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. So it says in the Marazu, Kiblu Me Sinai. What does it mean when it says that you have the koyach, you're like a mayan, that you have the koyach to be mechadish Torah more than what was given over at Har Sinai? Says the Marizu, Shehem kiblu klolim, ubohem nechlelu pratim rabim emash ein hapeh yoch ledaber, al pi yug gimel midish ha-Torah nidreshes pe, val pi lib lamed beiz midish terbelezer benoy shob yosef ben gloisi, ba'alochois, ba'agodois, ubefrapis isri Torah, etc. In other words, the Marzu says that what was given over by Har Sinai was only the Yud Gimel Midas Shater in the Dreshes Behem. And he says, Ela klom, what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Marzu, Klolim lomdu, limdoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Only the Klolim HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe. Uku Moshe Nemaretz, Lamelech, etc. And V'hainu Alpi Midas uKloli Yater Hoitzi Pratim. But Alpi, says the Marazu, and this is a big yisoid, Alpi the klolim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, Moshe was moitzi pratim, v'gila talumos, yoisim harishon. Then Moshe extrapolated from the klolim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him, and he derived new halachas, and he was moitzi the pratim from the klolim. So the Marazu is assuming not like the Shlah. The Shlah assumes that Moshe received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything, the klolim and the pratim, and he wasn't mechadish any dinim on his own. The Marzu says, no, Moshe only received the klalim from the Rebbein Shalom, and on his own he was moitzi the pratim and the chilukei dinim that he derived from the klalim. That's the shita of the Marizu, not like the Shlo. And the Netziv also says like this. The Netziv is going on a medrash. The medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, we know, to Har Sinai, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Says the Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, Kisisa, Parsha Mem Zayin, Simen Ches. Minayin hoyo Moshe yodea kama yomim osa. How did he know when it was nighttime during those 40 days that he was there? Since it didn't turn dark, it was light in Shemayim the whole time. So, Frek the Medrash, how did he know when the day was up and the next day came? How did he know when it was night? L'chayr, there was no Laila in Shemayim. Says the Medrash, Bisho shemedaber imoy hoyo oimed, ubisho shemistalek mimenu hoyo yoshev vishoine mashalomad, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him, and in communion with him, and communicating with him, then he knew it was day, and that's what that's when he was receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubisho shemistalek mimenu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished talking to him, hoyo yoshev vishoine, and this was now, the nighttime. Now, it was still light outside because it was in Shemayim. But then he was Yoshe V'Shoine Mashalomad. Then he learned on his own. Nimtzis Mekayim V'Anoichi Amati Behar V'Ishi Behar V'Shosha Yimidabri Mahu Yodea Shu Yoim. That's how he knew when it was Laila. That while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him over Torah, he knew it was day. U'B'Shosha Yoimer Lo L'moy Torah Secha. Learn your Torah on your own. Hayu Yodea Shu Laila. Azai Zakt, the Medrash. Says the Netziv, what is the meaning of the Medrash? The Medrash means that Moshe received during the day Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these were the Klalim. That's how the Netziv understands the Medrash. Says the Netziv, and then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished communicating the Klalim to him, he said, go learn on your own, and this is during the Laila, go learn on your own the Pratim, derived Torah Shebal Peh, and Limudim, based on the Klalim that I gave you, that how to darshan the Torah Shebal Peh. So, mitzad the Medrash, you didn't have to understand like that. You could have understood that he's just saying, chazar what I gave you. Or he's just saying something else that he's supposed to be learning on his own. But the Netziv is defining this distinction between day and night in the Medrash. Then the Netziv is understanding that the Medrash is saying that the klolim is what is being referred to as Hashem passing down directly to Moshe. And Moshe using those kolim to darshan his own drashas and Torah Shebal Peh, which he didn't receive directly from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Now, this is the source of the Bikki Yosef that we began with. That the Bikki Yosef brings down from the Arizal that since Torah Shebiksav was given by day and Torah Shebal Peh was given at night, you're not supposed to learn Torah Shebiksav during the night because of this medrash, that it says that Torah Shebiksav HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to him during the day, and when they stopped, he learned Torah Shebal Peh, and that was during the night. Now, we asked that why does it not work in the reverse as well? Why are you allowed to learn Torah Shebal Peh even during the day? L'chayra, during the day, Torah Shebiksav was being taught. So according to the way the Netziv explains the medrash, we have an explanation. Aside from the explanation we mentioned before, that Stam, Laila is din, and Torah Shebiksav is din, and it's a concept of Yikabolo, that you're not supposed to learn Torah Shebiksav by night. But aside from that, there's another Nekuda over here, and that is as follows. The Netziv understands that Moshe was taught during the day Torah Shebiksav, and he was also given over Klolim of Torah Shebal Peh, and also the Perish HaMakubal Mesinai, certain Perushim of Torah Shebal Peh, that were supposed to be handed down directly from the Rebbein Shlom as a clear Messiah. Therefore, you see that Torah Shebal Peh was taught during the day also. It was by day and by night. It's just that by night it was specific and exclusive for Torah Shebal Peh, and during the day it was everything that was handed over from the Rebbein Shlom. Sai Torah Shebiksav, and Sai the parts of Torah Shebal Peh that were directly handed to Moshe by the Rebbein Shlom. And therefore, that's why perhaps there's also no hakpada of learning Torah Shebal Peh during the day, because during the day, there was also Torah Shebal Peh that was learned by Moshe, as the parts of Torah that were given to him, b'mesayra, from the Rebbein Shlom, were given down during the day, together with the Torah Shebiksav. And according to the Netziv, the Torah Shabbat Peh that he learned during the night was based on the klolim that were given to him by the Rebbein Shalom during the day. Now the Shloh disagreed. The Shloh held that even the Pratim, even the Chilukei Dinim, and all the halachas of Torah Shabbat Peh that are derived from the klolim are also only given to from the Rebbein Shalom directly to Moshe, and Moshe did not derive them on his own. So that's the machlokes.